We're here and they're queer, so steer clear. The golf balls are falling from the sky, but don't worry, my Tesla intercepted one. The Democrats, they'll get you no matter what. Wouldn't that be funny? I live by a driving range and a golf ball hit the windshield. I'm going to call it vandalism and report it as news. Hey, that's what everybody else does. Welcome to Adjust Your Shorts. My name is Ray, and it is time to get kicked in the dick by the news. Today is Thursday, June 12th. The mucho del 12, though. Closing closer. Closing the gap on the halfway mark of 2025. I just love it. I just love it, love it, love it. I got to tell you, it's getting hot out there, but that's not going to stop us because we just keep on keeping on. Not a mean. Let's jump into the news and see what the internet wants us to be thinking about today. First up, I figure, you know what? I don't include any Washington Post because it's a big joke, but I do like seeing some of their headlines every once in a while. This one says, Trump White House opens door to historic military deployment on U.S. soil. Which is a very prosy way of saying that the government is mobilizing troops to control the people. One thing I definitely feel about this is the unrest seems to be created so that they can deploy their troops and tell us to settle the fuck down. Like, what else do they need? You know what I mean? They got all the money. They have the military, so they've got all the guns. They control the food. They control your health care. They got their hands so far up your ass and in your pocket that you can't afford to sneeze. But don't worry about it. They're going to deploy troops. It sort of just seems like, if I'm being honest, it seems like civil unrest. I drove through Nicaragua. I guess it's going on 7 years ago now. On a trip, my little brother and I were driving to Costa Rica. And upon entering Nicaragua, we were told that the country is in a civil state. Borders were closed. Trucks were backed up. We managed to get in and get through, but not without incident. We found ourselves in the middle of a skirmish between two warring factions in a downtown city, Esteli. And I feel like I'm reminded of this. That was a result of the government removing Social Security, people standing up and saying, you can't get rid of the Social Security. That's how we take care of our elderly. Then the government deployed police to control the crowds. And then it became a police defender versus police opposer state of civil unrest. And I feel like we're just in that. I feel like there's just this consistent state of unrest, almost consistent within our current society as well. All right, let's see what did I have the AP up for? Oh, yeah. Live updates. Air India plane headed to London. This is a headline that made me angry. Air India plane headed to London crashes with more than 240 on board. Now, I read this article. My first question is, did they live? Also, it looked like it was crashed in a city. So let me just catch you up and let you know what happened. What had happened, it was an Air India flight crashed on takeoff. And it looks like, according to the preliminary reports, it's too early to be conclusive, but it looks like the flaps weren't in position to send the jet up. The first headline that I read on this said, Boeing tanks 8% as jet crashes headed for London. It might have been headed for London, but it hadn't barely left its own airspace at the departing airport. So why don't we just say, looks like a jet tried to take off and didn't make it. And the other part was that everybody was so concentrated on all of the details. Nowhere in the first article did I find what I was actually looking for. Is everybody okay? and I had to find it here on MSNBC. Plane crash with 242 people on board near Indian airport appears to leave no survivors. For the first time, MSNBC actually reports the news kind of just straight up and down. But of course, right next to it, you've got Elon Musk holding a chainsaw in there trying to decry the Doge deal again. Anyway, let's move on. BBC. U.S. to partially evacuate embassy in Iraq as Iran tensions arise. Now this is just, this makes me think it's just business as usual for these old fucks departing. Meaning, I keep trying to come around and be a Trump fan. In the very beginning, I thought maybe Trump would be okay. This was back in 2016. Then I looked at his business records. They're not great. Then I watch him speak. It's not great. Then I watch him run the country. It's not great. This time around, I see him get in there and start really bulling around and trying to break shit up, which I think is great. But as you live a little and you learn a little, you see this is more business as usual, I'm afraid. And just to kind of like catch up, I think that his family, along with the Bush family and other big families, keep certain pieces of information from the public that would make life easy and actually take away from their controls. And this goes back to Nikola Tesla. When Nikola Tesla died, Nikola Tesla, if you don't know, was one of the greatest inventors of all time. If you didn't know about him, it's because we don't learn about him in school, which is crazy to me because he's responsible for your incandescent light bulbs, not Thomas Edison. That was Tesla. X-rays, radio waves, I mean, not entirely. Marconi was, I mean, there were a bunch of inventors working on stuff. But Tesla had a very special, unique relationship with electricity and magnetism that we all still use today. And there were 240 trunks that went missing when he died. And the two people that agreed to get rid of those trunks, quote unquote, and say that there is nothing of value in them was a John D. Trump and a Vermeer Vandermeer Bush. So the two families have been at it for a long time. I think if they actually released some of the information that he had in those trunks, we might just enjoy free energy. But they can't have that. So, but getting back to the Iran thing, it looks like we're about set to square off with Iran again. Israel has said it's preparing to invade. So there you go. Republicans in Congress, this is the, what do we got here? New York Times. Republicans in Congress set to grill Democratic governors on immigration. Amid unrest in California, Republicans plan to press governors on their blue states, on their immigration policies, including on limiting cooperation with federal enforcement efforts. This immigration thing is so wild. I think it plays into the unrest. You allow a bunch of undocumented people in to the tune of 9 million, which is crazy. And then we go to kick them back out, which isn't crazy, but is crazy. And then there's civil unrest. Does it seem contrived? It seems to me way too convenient to just be accidental. I have long thought that in government and in the world, there are powers, the PTB, the people in black, don't think in terms of, we think in terms of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, one lifetime. I hope that there are smart enough people in government that they're actually thinking in longer terms. If they're not, then that's even crazier. But there have to be people with their finger on the button and really tuning the fork to make 200-year policy changes, or knowing that something is going to go into effect that will change the course of history. If it's not, and they're just okay with flying by the seat of their pants, well, then I say go fuck yourselves. And to anyone out there who might be listening, if you're young, in your 20s, under 20, get involved in government, guys. Get in there, make your money, get greased, become a senator, take the money, and don't do what they say. Or do what they say. Who cares? We're all going to die. Okay, NPR. Iran says it will create a new uranium enrichment facility after a vote at the IAEA. And the UN nuclear watchdog is preparing to respond. It looks like Iran is not going to uphold the agreements. This is a 20-year agreement that was established about making more nuclear stuff. 20 years ago, we didn't invade them, even though we really, really wanted to because of Iraq, because of Afghanistan. You do the math. And instead, we put in restrictions in place for their nuclear development potential. And it looks like they are breaking that agreement because it's already 20 years ago now. So we don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. All right, moving on. Fox News. California looters now face hard charging consequences after Blue State abandons soft on crime approach. This is in reference to the $950 limit that California said, yeah, we're not going to press charges. The state's not going to press charges on anything that is below a $950 theft in looting times like this. And now they're dialing it back because what do you know? People are just rushing in and stealing shit. Guys, if you made the livable wage such that we could afford to have a home and a car and a bit of freedom and be able to work, you know, but they're just doing away with the jobs. They're turning everything that used to be a computer job is now an AI computer job. So really, all jobs are under threat if you do any labor, because guess what? You're going to have a bunch of people who are willing to work for less because they don't know how to swing a hammer. You know what? Give me some of these corporate pieces of... Give me your blue and I will put them to work. We'll see what happens when you bang your thumb with a hammer. But the thing is, you don't just bang your thumb with a hammer. You bang your thumb between a hammer and a nail. Oh, let them come. All right, let's see what's going on. The Independent. Trump booed at Kennedy Center Les Miserables show as drag queens protest the performance. This just made me happy. There's a picture here of these drag queens hanging out in front of the show while dignitaries are entering. And their heads are down and they're not even looking at the drag queens. And it's like, I mean, do we really care? Go knock yourself out. I do think that it shouldn't be in policy. I think that the correction course needed to happen. We shouldn't be teaching transgender in school. Let the kids figure it out on their own. They will. But when they're soft and young like that, in nature, it's very rare to find hermaphrodites and intersex. And I think that we shouldn't be promoting it per se. Like, allow it, but don't promote it. That's just a weird agenda. All right, moving on. Trump's done deal, quote, with China just brings tariffs back to Liberation Day levels. Okay, we're not even going to talk about that. PBS. Immigration raid protests spread to more cities as Trump threatens additional deployments. I just thought, there you go. You know what? Oh, here is why I put this in here. Because there's a correction. Here's something you really don't see anymore. And I'm going to go ahead and give PBS an attaboy. And I'm going to take one go fuck yourself away for this correction. The beginning at the top of this. Now, to be fair, also, it's not in bold print. It's dimmer than the rest of it. They don't want you looking at it, but here's the correction. Quote, we reported that the National Guard had temporarily detained civilians in the fallout of the LA protests. That was based on an AP reporting that has since been corrected. A National Guard commander says his information was incorrect and that the Guard has not detained civilians. So what they did was, they said, what had happened was, well, we blamed someone who blamed someone else for the bad information. Instead of just saying, redaction, that was incorrect, moving on, you got to blame two other people. So actually a little bit of a go fuck yourself, but good for you for actually setting the record straight and doing proper reporting. That's something that we just don't see anymore. Okay, The Guardian, just to see what The Guardian says. Troops and Marines deeply troubled by LA deployment. Morale is not great. And the, okay, so that headline, deeply, troops are deeply troubled. Several service members told advocacy groups that they feel like pawns in a political game and assignment was unnecessary. Well, I've got news for you. You're soldiers. You are service members. That literally makes you a pawn in a bigger political game. So what the fuck? Go fuck yourselves. Last up, Kennedy ouster of U.S. vaccine advisors puts pharma ties under scrutiny. And it's exactly what he said he was going to do. Attaboy JRFK Jr. for getting rid of people who were on the take. Mr. Kennedy said most vaccine experts on the 17-member advisory committee on immunization practices have received substantial funding from drug makers. You're out. You are out, out, out. And this ties into that thing that Warren Buffett said. Here's how you fix the economy. If it rises above 3% deficit over the GDP... So anytime spending is 3% over your GDP, which is how much you make, no members of Congress are eligible for re-election. That will right the ship. Because if they don't get their money, they're not going to make the decisions that fuck the country. Let's get some good news, because it's Thursday and I got to get to work. Scientists identify new way cancers sustain themselves, and that ginger could disrupt it. Let's get into this. I saw this and I didn't read it, but I like it, so let's read it. An active compound in ginger root may inhibit the growth of cancer tumors via a sabotage of their metabolic pathways. Published in Nature Scientific Reports by a team at Osaka Metropolitan University. I'm hoping that's in Japan. The study demonstrated that a ginger-derived molecule known as EMC shuts down the cell's fat-making machinery, causing it to activate backup systems and potentially become vulnerable to detection or treatment. Let's read that again. An active compound in ginger root, which is a ginger-derived molecule known as EMC, shuts down the cell's fat-making machinery. What does that tell you? The fat is what keeps your cancer alive? I wonder if cancer just feeds on fat. I mean, really, you know, how is it that we're this far into science and technology and we don't just have a cancer inhibitor? How is this possible? They call it the silent killer. It has to feed off of something. So, you know, I remember reading back in the a couple years back about Faraday, you know, Faraday containers and Faraday things. A Faraday box is supposed to be something that no electromagnetics can get through. But Faraday was an inventor, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Faraday who said he actually found cancer, and he called it a bacteria. And if it's a bacteria, it should be something we should know how to fight at this point. So maybe he was wrong. Maybe my information is bad. But I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of stuff out there, and I'm just not convinced that we shouldn't already know how to defeat cancer very quickly. Rural fishermen entrusted to manage pristine Caribbean shoreline to safeguard their fish and future. There's a Honduran thing. Oh, this was cool. 17th century Dutch painting rescued from a dusty attic in Connecticut sells for $7 million. Guys, go in your attic, look for some dusty art, and see what it's worth. You might just find a thing or two. Oh, here we go. First known sighting of massive squid. This is cool. 3-foot-long deep sea squid species that has never been filmed before. National Geographic, that is one big squid. That's bigger than the screen, baby. Anyway, well, that's it for now. Pull your shorts back up to their normal levels, and consider yourselves kicked in the dick. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I hope you just have a wonderful weekend. My name is Ray. This has been the news. Bye.